Hey, good morning on this Monday. I hope the heat wave breaks this week. Is it? I haven't had a chance to look at the 5-day. Is it going to?
It's going to be a little bit better, but not much.
Not much, yeah.
Holy smokes. I mean, I was at an outdoor party on Saturday evening in Orlando. Heat index was at 110 at one point.
Wow.
And as high as 115. I don't know how those people did it at the concert for Keith Urban in Atlanta or Birmingham and Cincinnati and St. Louis with Luke Bryan and Florida Georgia Line and Jason Aldean. Where it's not so much the artists. They get it. They're pretty much used to the real heat like that on stage. They got the wind blowing up there and drinking ice water about every 3 or 4 minutes, and it's not as horrible as you'd think. What's horrible is for the crew that has to set that up and take it down, and the fans that are sitting out there. Yeah, they're drinking a brewski, but at 110 heat index, it's hard to keep up.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's warm, so I'll be glad when this is going. I hear differing kinds of weather forecasts for those of you that are considering going to the Pepsi Gulf Coast Jam in Panama City. Better kind of keep an eye on that. I know my family is. We're going to have, like the astronauts, a go, no-go situation about Wednesday.
Yeah.
One day had 80% chance of rain. Don't think I want to spend the money to go do that. And, you know, the temperature of the water in Miami, 90 degrees.
Wow.
Warm.
Hot.
I think that's hotter than Kelly's bath water.
Probably, yeah.
Woo. Dierks Bentley, he's number one, second week in a row, drunk on a plane.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw, Faith, there right behind him, and Lady Antebellum's right behind that. Brad Paisley did the Rising Star finale last night. The long-haired Allman Brothers-looking guy named Jesse won the whole thing. Jesse was with Brad in New Jersey on Friday night, got to go up there and play with him, and then they all crossed the country not too long after that and got ready and did the show. Will Rising Star come back next year? I don't know. I think it might, actually.
Okay.
I don't know that it was successful, but I think they learned a lot. It was earn while you learn television. If you remember, American Idol stunk pretty bad the first year.
Yeah.
Remember, they got rid of one of the announcers that came out there with Seacrest?
Yep.
And it was not a perfect show that first year. We'll see if they try it again. Brad's new album is out today. I really recommend it. It's actually a country music album.
Oh, good.
It's got real country music on it and real good fun stuff. There's a song called Country Nation that I can't seem to take out of the CD player in my truck because I still have a CD player in my trunk.
Yeah.
He's the first of a bunch of albums coming now in the next 60 days. Big stuff from Lee Bryce, Tim McGraw, George Strait, Kenny Chesney, Big and Rich, Lady Antebellum, even Taylor Swift in the late part of August has got something. Kenny Chesney, Little Big Town, Florida Georgia Line, Blake Shelton, they've all got albums coming up in the next 8 weeks.
Yay.
And Aldean, God bless him, he's doing pretty good. He played to 20,000 people in Cincinnati on August the 15th, 2013. They took in $600,000. That's about right.
Wow.
For a country show last year at an amphitheater. Well, 1 year later, he played the stadium, played to 40,000 people, and took in $2.6 million.
Oh, wow.
A $2 million jump up in payday for them. Cost them more to do it, but still gives you an idea on how some of these people are rolling these days. Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, even Blake Shelton. Urban and Paisley are doing really good in the amphitheaters, and there's a whole bunch of people making some money out there in country music.
Yeah, wish it was us.
Oh, we'll tell you. Yeah, maybe it'll have the trickle-down theory, yeah. They used to say.
Maybe.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
We'll take it. Otherwise, we're getting trickled on, is what they say.
Exactly.
I concur.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks so much. Have a great week.
See you later in the week.